With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Potentially record-setting rainfall and devastating flooding among the dangers posed by Hurricane Debbie after this morning's landfall along Florida's Big Bend coast. The National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan says the storm's impact will be felt for much of the week, and it will extend beyond Florida.
We're expecting heavy rainfall resulting in considerable flooding impacts from the Florida Big Bend region through southeast Georgia and coastal plain of the Carolinas through Friday. And we could see potentially historic heavy rainfall amounts across southeast Georgia and South Carolina, resulting in possibly catastrophic flooding and significant river flooding through the week. There's the danger of life-threatening storm surge along the Florida Big Bend coast. We could are expecting to see 6 to 10 feet of inundation.
And hundreds of thousands of utility customers now without power. Global stock markets have tanked on fears of a U.S. recession. In Japan, the benchmark Nikkei suffered its biggest single-day loss since 1987. Wall Street sharply lower as well. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says this sell-off was inevitable.
We've had the evidence for quite a while now. In other words, there's no denying it at this point. How stressed the consumer is, how over-leveraged the government is, you name it. This is not going to end well.
Also at SRNnews.com, in the words of former President Trump, we got our people back, but Mr. Trump says a most recent prisoner swap with Russia saw the Biden team arrange the release of, quote, some of the greatest killers anywhere in the world.
I'd like to congratulate Vladimir Putin for having made yet another great deal. Did you see the deal we made?
Mr. Trump says that as president, he won the release of 59 captives and didn't pay anything. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 1,089 points, the NASDAQ off 597, the S&P is down 166 points. This is SRN News. A school worker in Florida is punished in a transgender case.
A Florida school employee has been suspended for letting her transgender daughter play on her high school's girls' volleyball team. The Broward County School Board found that Jessica Norton violated state law, but said firing her would be too severe. The board voted to suspend her for 10 days. 3 years ago, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which bars transgender females from playing girls' high school sports. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The TWR Christian Broadcasting Ministry is providing special Olympics coverage to Arabic-speaking audiences. During the Paris Games, TWR is providing a daily broadcast that captures the essence of sportsmanship and showcases God's work through sports. Special media coverage will also feature testimonies from Christian athletes. The ministry says the goal, to convey a message of hope and encouragement. SRN News. The Oracle of Omaha announces a surprise stock sale, sending shivers down the spine of Wall Street.
Billionaire Warren Buffett slashed Berkshire Hathaway's massive Apple stake in a move that could prove unsettling for the broader stock market because the investor is so revered and there had been little positive financial news lately. The Apple sale is such a surprise because just 2 years ago, Buffett was calling the stock one of the four giants of his conglomerate's business alongside Berkshire Insurance, utility, and BNSF Railroad businesses that it owns outright. That gave investors the impression Buffett might hold on to Apple indefinitely, like he was with Coca-Cola and Amex shares he bought decades ago, although he has trimmed the Apple stake over the past year. I'm Julie Walker.
And the Dow now down 2.5 points, so the NASDAQ is off almost 3.5%. More details at SRNnews.com.